Very nice. We could do it right now. That would be great. It would sound great in concert. Your moms and your friends will love it. Okay? So, the last two measures, for example. Oh, oh, oh. And don't be afraid to add that new a vowel sound. Give the syncopation. Not oh, 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 oh. Every time you add that syncopation underlying part. Okay, hey, really, really nice. Look at bottom of page 10. Measure 81. Just the alto part as an example. Whenever you have moving notes like that, bottom page 10, measure 81, bring those out. Altos, you tend to get lost in the middle of the texture. So don't be afraid to sing out more, especially when you have stuff like that. And if it makes you want to go red, just add a little H if you want so you can get the cut through the texture a little bit more. I think the other biggest issue is the fact that you're cutting off, taking too much time, so you're not coming in tempo. Does that make sense? You're sort of really not keeping tempo going from a cutoff to the next part. So let's do it again. Stand up, please. Okay. Don't forget bass and tenors. When you come in on page three, especially basses, it's high in your range, so just sing like a tenor or mouth it or something, and stay under the sopranos and altos, right? The melody. Stay under them dynamically. Okay? Sing falsetto or sing lightly, but you need to kind of not let your ego get in the way, right? It needs to have that light boy soprano unchanged voice sound. So if you have any kind of musculatureness, it makes it heavy. It's close, but some of you are just not, don't quite have the technique. I don't know if I would have the technique. It would depend on the day, right? Some days I would have, some days I wouldn't. If you don't, just mouth it. But you just can't have an ego about it. You have to say the music first. And the second thing is that the other problem you have, especially at the beginning, it just, onatalux delumi, it's spitting out the words in rhythm. You're a little sluggish. You're not unison on it, right? You're not all together. Onatalux lumine Jesu redem dignare. You're not rhythmically accurate on those beat and half pickups, okay? So really try and clean up the, and I think it's because of diction. You're just not all spitting through the words. Onatalux delumine dignare. You're just kind of sluggish on the rhythm. Okay, the bigger issue though is, can we go to page six? So soprano's pretty good. Just remember on page seven, you had a little bit of trouble going from the second measure to the third measure. It's the same note. So just hang on to the same note. Clemens supplicum, oh no. right, it's the same note, right? Okay, so just be aware of that, and also you pick it from the altos. Can you three, remember way back in the day, I had a second sopranos at the top of page six?
Yes.
I need some sopranos singing, oh, not to look at the top of page six. So you three do that, and then shift over to your part on Tignore Clé. Just do it, and then go back to Laudes. Just like I told you at the beginning, but we lost that because we're dealing with singing the right part. So your part is, you three. O natalux de lumine, Jesu redemptor seculi, Tignore Clé, mensuli cum, Laudes, 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 preces presumere. So it's the melody. Whatever the melody is, sometimes on the alto, sometimes it's on the soprano. Okay? Right. Yes, Rick.
Top of page six, I have add basses in that third measure. Is that gone now?
What I have is add a couple baritones. This usually means Chris.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So are you doing that? Are you doing that part?
Yeah.
Okay?
I heard it.
Okay, good. All right, so can we take it from there, please, page? I think what got us started, what got us messed up to begin with is the measure 38, the first that quarter note, it's a rest. Some of you want to sing that. Corporis. Oh, that S comes on the downbeat. Don't sing into the second measure there. Measure 38. See, I have a big cross out of it. That's what you should do as well. Okay? So can we start
are
from.
Are you saying the S comes on four?
It comes up, it goes right on one.
Oh, right on one. Okay, yeah.
It goes right on one. Okay, so we take it from right top of six, starting with the altos and these three sopranos. Okay? Let me just get another crack at it, okay? Two, three, four, one. Everybody, top of six. I don't need that much, I just need it accurate. I just need light. I need it accurate more than virtuosity. Okay, two, three, four, one. The altos have the melody here, right? Except that one time, top seven with the soprano seven. If you can't, one second, you can't hear the melody, then back off a little bit. Except for the basses, because in the choir formation, you're tending to get lost, especially when you go like from third or fourth line on the bass clef lower. You tend to get lost a little bit. Okay?
Page 8, do we jump up to the first note of three, or do we stay up?
Stay on the melody. Stay on the alto.
Okay.
That's fine. It's all music anyway. Okay. All right. Good. One more time. And now, within that construct of we gotta hear the melody, it'd be great if we heard like when you guys come out. Oh, nata lux. Within the construct, all the little parts should come out. The only part I'm not really hearing clearly yet is the bass part. Okay. So top six. Same thing again. Two, three, four. Oh,
Tata Luke's, okay? And four and one. One more time again. Two measure intro.
Thank you.
Jackie, I feel like, especially like on page, like on page 8, 9, when you have like those dotted rhythms, they're just a little behind. I like it that tempo, so just think lighter, think faster, think ahead. Make sure you're aware of the repeat, because I felt like we kind of lost a little bit of guys at the top of page 8 when we went back a second time. The ending is not, the ending is just sort of like, so watch me for that. It's no big, it's no retard, it's no nothing, and then she goes on and plays. So 1, 2, 3, off. But make sure that we keep that last note with energy. The only other thing, sometimes I'm having a hard time hearing the internal parts. I'm hearing like, so make sure we listen for the other parts around. And the only other thing that I really noticed was bass and tenor on page 3, because the girls go, and what will you, and you go, river, what, and then. So we lost that totally. So you're kind of back going, yeah. Okay, so stand up and do it again.
Hey, can I, may I make one comment? Yeah, so just sitting in the back listening to the bass part as if I was a bass, it's harmonies you don't typically sing, like it's on thirds and fourths as opposed to being roots and stuff. So in general, that means you're gonna kind of sing it a little bit under. So basically, music theory 101, bassists sing a lot of the tonic, and then tenors sing the, alto sing the third, soprano sing the fifth and the octave. And a lot, in this song you're singing more like thirds, fourths, and fifths. You're not used to that. Your ears are going to be a little confused. Keep that in mind.
And nothing in this song should be heavy, weighted, dark. It's very light, and if you keep it lighter, you'll get through those rhythms at the faster tempo.
So oh, it's in mixolydian, did you know?
What?
It's in a mode, that's what's... Well, that's what's throwing me off, because I'm looking at A major,
yeah.
But it's,
yeah.
All right,
there you go. And if you notice, sometimes I'm going to conduct it in one, sometimes I'll do a little three.
You promise you won't be gone long. Stories of oceans.
So, jumps in the front row, we'll show her. Let's be cool. Okay? Jess. So that'll be pointing over one, and then you over one, and then Jess will be there. Okay? 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13. You gonna mind if I swap you two, just because you're a little bit more petite? Is that good? Oh, good. And then you threw out those will be one seat forward because it's gonna be Tom Tyson.
Do now?
You don't have to, but just realize there'll be Tom in there. I'm going to put the other 10, 2 times back there. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Okay, so this is where we're sitting. Look to your left. Memorize who you're sitting next to. 1. And. Yeah. Maybe we'll start that out with a little bit. We'll start that out with a little bit. So, meaning, for right now, look to your left, look to your right. And if we swap, then look to your new left and your new right. I mean, there's like two diseases involved. Okay, so please remember where you sit because I'm not going to take the time to write it down, right? I'll take a picture. Okay, so arise, my love. Arise, my love, but stay seated. Arise, my love. You should stand up. Sure. So, so page 12 for a second. In my opinion, right now, this is the weakest song. So we just need to work out a little more. We'll spend a little more time on this tonight. And part of it is you need to be a little more independent than some of the other songs as a section. And part of it is the meter's throwing you off, 9/8, 6/8, 7. We'll figure it out. But page 12, don't forget sopranos in measure 71, 72, 73. The first arise, you all sing the lower arise, and then you sing the second arise. Arise, my love, arise, my love. The held notes you don't sing. You sing the second soprano entrance, then you sing the first soprano entrance. Right? Okay. Can you play that once, Emma? Does that make sense? Page 12. So play that and then that. Listen to it once, sopranos. Arise, my love, arise, my love. Just think of it like one line. We try sopranos and go. Unify that that off the top. One more time. One, two, three. Yeah, so we're sort of an F major, so that E is the penultimate note that's throwing you off. The note on my is what's throwing you off, not love. Because you're not quite high enough on my, because it's a leading tone. Make sure the my is a little bit higher. One more time. Not louder, higher. And up. By the way, teachable moment there. Ah. Sometimes when the last note seems out of tune, you're like, oh, that note's out of tune, but it's actually the one that came before that threw you off. Make sense? If you're off on that penultimate note, say you're a little low on it or a little high on it, then the next note's going to be a little high. Right, so you just got to really tune that leading tone there, the seven. Okay, can we try, go all the way back to page 11? Not all the way back. And let's see if we put that together. This is the allos and bases. And we'll gather at the rib. Just one, run, two, three.
And we'll gather at the river. That beautiful river.
Keep singing the tune. Can we hear the bass and the tenor from page 11, please? Bass and tenor from page 11. Dropping off a beat early. You gotta hold that. Arise, my love. Arise. You're dropping a beat there, so that's why your time is getting a little bit off. Bass is your F. Your note going from page 11 to 12 is a little fishy, so just listen to each other better. It's because it's against a G and an E in the tenors. So just be aware, just listen to the altos, because you're singing even some altos there. Okay? Sopranos and altos, please, same place, page 11. One and up. Last measure, top of 12. Yes, we'll gather at the river. It's so much longer. So I wouldn't cut off until the down beat is 73. You're cutting off early. That's just throwing you off there. Okay, everyone, please, piano part, same thing, 11. Oh, since we stopped, everybody, have we yet to figure out? And there's just. It's grab it and get out of the way. Cookie jar. Remember that analogy? You open the cookie jar, just, you're not. And there's just one. And part of the problem is I think you all realize it's a short note, but you're taking forever, some of you, on the ST. And it's just. And it's just one, just. Say that 5 times. Ready? Go.
Just.
Not at your own. Just. I said it 5 times. 5 times with me. Ready? Go.
Just.
It's too long in here. Just. Go.
Just.
Too long over here. Ready? Go.
Just.
There you go. See if we can do it twice in a row.
Just.
3 in a row.
Just.
And there's just. One. Okay, try and remember that. It happens like 6 times in this song. Maybe even top of 11. Play the downbeat, please. And 1, 2, 3.
And we'll gather at the river. Oh,
even if no one's singing, I hear the overtones, right? So that's all we need on that top F. We want all that cool inner stuff. Okay? Put it away for now. We're going to come back to it. Awakening. But whoever just sang it was fine. Did you sing the top one? Okay. Whatever just happened was great. I heard the second part, and I either heard someone sing the high part and or the overtone. Either way, I don't care. I want the more important part. Whatever you just did, do it again. That's a good answer to the question. That's an answer. Whatever you just did, do that from now on. Awakening. Awakening. All right. If we got to the second verse, so don't forget the, so let's talk through this for a second. First thing that comes to mind is, remember, there's all these long notes, a tip of support, and sing a beautiful balan that often resolve. Just remember that from 2-3 weeks ago? Remember that vaguely in your brains? All these ends of each of these statements end with some sort of chord, either held for 4 8-beats, or held for 4, and then resolve. Some people resolve on the second chord. But that's all going to be tuned. Bottom of 6, measure 25. Remember, it's all about beneath the sunshine and the shout beneath the sun. It's not about beneath the sunshine and. Okay, that's the secondary part. So make sure those pretty altos and basses there. And then page 8. It's a cool in the sense that you don't have to worry too much about the repeat sign because it ends and then we go back to like a 4-measure intro. So you have plenty of time to turn back. Does that make sense? What you say? Page 8, we sing the first ending, and then we go back, second verse. Second time through, we do second ending. So maybe put something with your pencil like top of page 8, second time with an arrow going to page 9, so your eyes don't go down to the bottom of 8. See, I have second time. And then arrow going to page 9. And it's the same thing, so, but some of you might take it. We'll get on page 10 where it changes, and you'll be like, wait, I'm still on page 9. So just watch the second ending. And then Cheese, Cheese City at the end. Page 10. That I had waited there for, waited for you. Up we go, please.
Will be silent, only when.
Sunshine and the shower. A good way for basically a good way for altos, a good way of getting your part to stick through the texture when you're low is to separate more. It's like a beneath the sunshine and the shower, whatever the words are. Beneath the sunshine and the shower, beneath the sunshine and the shower. Just make it more separated, that'll kind of cut through the texture more. Because it's, you may think you're doing it well, but it's not cutting through yet. The combination of where they are in their voice and then where you are in your voice, the ranges, it's not cutting through. So what I think I'm gonna do to help you is, can I have all but the same three, maybe the front row, you sit in the soprano part, the rest of you lovely sopranos that measure 25, sing the alto part. Beneath the sunshine and the shine, don't write it in pencil yet, we're just gonna try it. I grew and waited there apart, hour by hour, and then go back to your part, okay? So just the front row, sing the soprano part. Beneath the sunshine I grew, that's just that. And waited there by all. Okay, can we try right there, please, everyone? 25. All the sopranos in the front row singing the alto part, and bass is just separating more. We got plenty of voices. 5, 6, 25. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Beneath the sunshine and the shower.
I forgot I'm not working on a professional part. Okay, so can we have just the altos and the second and all the sopranos sing the alto part and measure 26. Just you guys alone. Beneath the sunshine and what? Ready? 2, 3, 4.
Beneath the sunshine and the shower.
Play. Beneath the sunshine and 2, 3, 4.
Beneath the sunshine and the shower.
Good. Add the basses, bass and alphas alone to get it. They're going beneath the sunshine and the beneath the sunshine and the. It's not the same note. It's the third high. 1, 2. Bass and alphas alone. 2, 3, 4.
Beneath the sunshine and the shine. I grew and waited there apart, gathering perfume hour by hour.
Good. Gathering what by hour, boys?
Hour by hour. Hour by hour.
Gathering perfume hour by. Gathering perfume hour by hour, hour by hour, hour by hour. See how hard that is? Hour by hour. Hour by hour. Say it. Ready? Go.
Hour by hour.
Hour by hour. 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 Go.
Hour by hour.
Hour by hour. Ready? Go.
Hour by hour.
Do that. Okay, everybody please, 25. Beneath the, 1, 2, everyone, 3, 4.
Beneath the sunshine and the shower, I grew and waited there apart, gathering perfume by my heart.
Now back to your bar, 1.
And story.
It's not, I gotta tell you something, a pet peeve of Russ Hammond, ever since I've been teaching, when I ask someone to sing a different part, and they sing the part they want to sing.
Yep.
Don't let me catch you doing that. Beneath the sun, not beneath the. Don't sing that part. Just these girls are singing that part. Okay? It's a team sport.
Okay, one more time. I can see your mouth when you're going, beneath the sun, and when you're going, 20, ready, 25. Am I being unclear? I feel like I'm being clear. 2, 3, 4.
Beneath the sunshine and the
She looked at me like, I'm doing it. I came up there and she's like, see, I'm doing it. No, the other part, the upper part. Here we go, one more time. 2, 3, 4.
Beneath the sunshine and the stars, like a wind in their applause, and under the perfume of my eyes.
One.
And soaring
basses, please, and tenors, please be aggressive there. Yet never. There's like a lot of let's figure out our part going on there as a section. You're just rhythmically and pitch-wise crazy. Can we take it, please? Second verse, stand up, please. Four measure intro. Okay. Four measure, second verse. So, now write that in blood. That works way better. See, the thing you gotta understand about sopranos, you really need like four of them. And the rest are just extra. No, in a way, as far as hearing you, you need four in tune. We need to hear the alto part there, right? So, any good choir will do a lot of that shifting. Go join that part, go join that part, go join that part. Right? Because it's all about the music, right? So thank you for doing that. But it sounds great, plus in the front row, so it sticks out there. It sticks in the room. It sticks out just fine. Okay? Second verse. Four measure, 2, 3, 4. Second verse.
I shan't be long.
two little things. It's that whole thing like when it starts to sound good, the sucking stands out. And where what you're doing that gets you in trouble a little bit is twofold. Number one, you'll kind of dig the low notes. So you're singing beautiful, 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 and then you push that low note because you want to get out more volume. As opposed to just think you just sing that level, you gotta sing the next note at that level. You can't be that level, and then that level stands out. And in all your entrances, you got some scooping going on. Make sure those first notes are just really pristine and not scooped into them. A lot of times it has to do with the pitch, a lot of times it means you don't have a vowel in your head, whatever case may be. But besides that, it's really, really nice. And the other little thing is just when it divides in two, just back off a tip and come out of tip so the balance is a little better, right? Because there's more in you than it's out of your range. Second verse, please. This is the intro. Nice job, everybody. Good job, Bob. So this is measure 26. I want you to get used to how long this intro is. Ready? And this is the contemplative part. Contemplative. This is part of the song I'm talking. Like the guy's getting the courage to talk to her. Comes up to her. Thought. Does that make sense? You come. As opposed to you come to. Right? So try. Hey, guys, I know you're trying to work on something. Let's just stick with me for just a minute, okay? Make sure, even though we're pausing a long time, that the two is part of related to the two. You come to. Look at my gesture there. You come. You come to try and feel like it's part of one thought. I did, yeah. I actually did twice because some people they cut off.
Yeah.
Really, really nice. Boy, hey, basses and tenors, can you sing measure 49, page 6? I shan't. 2, 3, and. That's the sound you want. It wasn't as good that time, but that warm sound, that was better. You should push the bottom. Twice in this song, you gave that kind of real bass sound that a good choir, a really good choir sings, you know?
It's warm, it's rich, it's not pushy bass sound, right? Look for that in a lot of this music, okay? Hey, can we just take 1 second and do, we gotta do two things real quick. Can we do last measure, 8/6? So my dude, where are the second sopranos? Okay, just hold on to the beat. I shan't be gone long. You don't have to be sitting by anyone singing it, just be a musician. I shan't be gone. And then the first verse, I shan't be gone long, I shan't be gone. Just hang on to that second soprano part. Right, girls right there, and three soprano girls, and.
I shan't be gone.
That's fine, but I hear someone doing a third note, so that's, we don't want that. I shan't be gone long, I shan't be gone long. That's the two options. And
I shan't be gone.
And here's the thing, now we haven't got there yet. Like if I stay doing this for like the next 10 years, maybe we get there. But you'll sing better when you don't sing by the people singing your part. When you mix up and hear the harmonies next to you and tune to that, right? When you're so just have to sing by the person who sings your part, it's a Linus blanket, it's a good first step, but that's gonna be more in tune because you're tuning to each other. Can we add the altos? 2, 3, sing one, and go. Fall off it. I shan't be gone, I shan't be gone. It's like two notes. Okay, add the gentleman, please. 2, 3, and.
I shan't be gone.
Not there yet, not there yet. So can we hear the bass alone? Mean because it's like, it's the first time you all sit together, get it? The boy and the girl are now together. So it's important that is the most like together part. Okay, can we hear the bass alone? And done.
I shan't be gone long.
And the tenors, and as much low as you got. You cannot don't push the sound, but as much good volume as you got, low bass. Okay? All the bass and tenors, and.
I shan't.
Sure you can hold that long, long time. Everybody please, in 3, 4. Again, part of it is the vowel. Law, this year I'll sing law. We gotta do one more thing and move on. Can we do give the guys a second time through? Gentlemen, I thought, and bravo you tenors, you're like missing three tonight and 39/40 is beautiful. It could use a little more volume, but you're not over singing it. It's beautiful. It's really nice. The cap that's by the mother. Perfect example of singing in tune. It'll carry. Okay? But we weren't as good at the bottom of the bass. Can we do bass and tenors? 43. It is so young. Voice parts 3 and 4 and.
It is so young.
Again. Young. You might be going, it is so young. Watch out. It is so young. It is so young. Same vowel, right? Just change the pitch. Ready? I don't know what exactly, but that's what my ear says. 3 and 4 and.
It is so young. It is so young.
Licks it with her tongue, licks it with, lick that wicks it, don't let that jaw drop, watch my mouth again, licks it with, that licks it with, don't let it drop back. Okay, can we do the second boy's verse and then we'll do the girl's ending and we've got to move on. The This is measure, two measures before you come in, boys, on basic times of page five. Two measures before you come in on page five. May we stand, please? Thank you, everybody. Three. Naturally, this is what makes Ed such a great tenor, because he just sings pretty effortlessly up there, relatively speaking. I know you have your challenges, but in general, his voice is in a tenor place. You know, so some of us, our voices are in a more bass place, and I should not get up on this tangent and have too much to do. Lovely chance. Can we go to page 12? So in your brains by now, you should think like rhythm songs, more like lovely chant, ba, 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 ba. Legato songs, more vowels, more sustained, more like you're strumming a cello. There's really those two types. What type of singing should I be doing now? In page 12, you need to be singing like you're playing that cello, where you're just strumming and strumming and strumming. You're playing a violin and you're strumming. And the other ones are like more like it's cut, it's cut, it's cut, it's cut. Okay? So keep that in your mind. Mr. CCA, please. Watch the tempo changes. Page 12, number 68, below three bar intro. Watch the tempo changes. 1, 2, 3. And
One, two.
Love each
other. Love each other.
We hold the end. Put it for minus the third time ago. Lovely chance. Okay? We take the last three measures. This is ladies. And just write in fast there, ladies. Lovely chance. You want to go low, you want to sing too long. One, two, three, four, one.
Lovely chance.
One, two.
Lovely chance.
Yes. Can we get to that note? Back off the crescendo. The last note. Two, three, four, one.
Lovely chance.
So some of you were still going back to the second time through, like 10 measures later. Can you please write in at page 15, back to page 7.
I highly recommend putting a paper clip there.
A paper clip might work, as long as you remember to take it off.
No, just on the page.
Another suggestion that perfectly is a perfectly acceptable thing to do, another suggestion is, when you turn page 7 to 8, leave your thumb in page 7. Right? So then I'm singing, I get to the part I've got to go back, and then I just go back to where my thumb is. Right?
It's a little hard.
Okay. So can we do from... still not quite locking in basses and tenors, 13. It's not terrible, but we're not quite there yet. So we'll touch base on it next week. If you can get a minute basses, take a look at basically measure 71 to measure 82. And it's against this G, it's just not locking in. I don't quite know exactly going on. We don't have time to do it tonight, but 71 to 82 is not quite there yet. I'll make it my notes to touch it first thing next week. Okay, but I would like to do page 15 and go back to page 7 so we get a transition. Okay? We're skipping the beginning because the beginning's easy, right? Fair enough. Right? We've done it a bunch. Okay? So this is page 15 and look on mountains and don't resist the surprise in the pepper. Some of you want to resist that rhythm. It's like, is it really that? Yes, it's really that. In the pepper tree, everyone else says, pepper, you got pepper. That's fun. Okay, 15. Sorry, one more time, bass note. And tenors. And two, three, one, two. Yes. Yeah, all the people were like zombies.
Hey, we've been in for a while. It's always going to kind of be clipped. On Springfield, not on Springfield, not on spring, on. Can you hear the difference? It's very subtle. One, again, I'm going to pop the coffee here and slow down. And.
On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell with a tea, tick a tin, ring a tea, and have a day. On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell tick a toe. On Springfield Mountain, a lovely youth who I knew well with a tea, tick a tin, ring a tea, and have a day. With a tea, tick a tin, ring a tea, and have a day.
But can we get another shot at page 9?
T-T-T, with a T, tick a tin, with a T, not a name. T-T-T, whatever, just make that part of the world. If we play that game, give a little tease. One and two and one and.
With a T, tick a tin, with a T, tick a tin, with a T, not a name.
Lovely youth whom I knew well. Skip the words in your mouth more, right? Okay? 5, 6, like it bounce. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
Oh,
Two prongs, all bass and timbre. Page four, okay. Do it again. I'll do this next week. Let's just do it one more time. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Not anymore, right?
Never did.
No, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. Easy.
You got those two extra.
These are
Oh, it's nice to have them there. The cantata, the Magnificat with that.
I made a visit this week.
A sound bank. I'm going to go to them. I was not.